Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 everybody! Caleb Patterson, for P Muscle, real talk in the hole. And this program is sponsored by P Muscle and the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And I don't speak well. If you are a drug-free athlete that are looking for a solid foundation to stand your two-picture sticks on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through what, Dad?
Ice cream.
Oh, for ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream.
So check us out for Snickerdoodle, PeepleVMuscle.com. And now, let's Snickerdoodle talk.
Oh my gosh, we've already started the night with Snickerdoodle. But you know what? You know what? I've got something for your little red wagon. Because I am a good sport, I am getting ready to post a recipe on my Facebook page. It's a cake batter Snickerdoodle mug cake pee for pee recipe. About to put that out there in honor of Caleb Patterson and his affinity for Snickerdoodle. So it's an awesome recipe, very healthy, and of course it features the amazing P4P products. Yep, Snickerdoodle. So I'm getting ready to post that. So check out my Facebook page, Desiree Fletcher. If you're wondering what it is, it's going to be out there. Plus, get this, folks, get this. There is free shipping on orders $75 or more. So not only will you see this fantastic recipe, you can get free shipping on orders $75 or more. This is a tax-free order, so that varies by state, but no tax on the order. And if you track down your favorite P4P athlete and get their athlete code, you can save an additional 15% off of your order. Now add all that up, and that is some pretty good deal. A lot of savings there. So 15% using a P4P athlete code, tax-free, and free shipping on order 75 or more. And these products are WADA compliant. So for natural athletes, that is a pretty big deal. For non-athletes that just want a really high-quality either protein product, you use creatine for your personal use, you need a pre-workout, again, you can't go wrong. So Desiree Fletcher, Facebook, cake batter, Snickerdoodle mug cake recipe coming your way. And there you have it.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So on with the roll call. Thursday, it's our roll call edition, and we've got two awesome folks, one of which is already on the phone with us. And she is who Kaylin affectionately calls Trey Trey. And I will let him introduce her.
Well, I sure will. This is one of those people that, you know, you hear about before you meet them. And everybody in the crew, JB, Chad, and Joe, we're all talking about, you know, this wonderful individual. You got, when you meet her, she's so energetic. Hope she doesn't run you over. Great person to be around. Lots of fun. And, you know, sometimes you forget how honest JB can be because you're so used to people doing shtick or spiel or some kind of, you know, politically correct statement or really nice talk. And so that's what I've been used to with, you know, being at work and sometimes at the gym. But JB just cut to the chase, raw, straightforward kind of fella. And so when I got to remember when he says a person's a good person, to just expect that person to be a good person. And this lady was just all that and then some. And we met at the Arnold and just had so much fun with so much stuff going on. And even though everybody was exhausted, I mean, everybody that went to the Arnold had a blast, and she was one also. But she – oh, I'll talk about that later. We can get into that when we get into the show. But – Trey, introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm Shoshana Creighton. I'm from Rockland County, New York.
I'm a mother of a 9-year-old wonderful son, a student. I'm an IFPA pro bikini competitor. I'm also a NASM certified master trainer. I'm an actress in New York City, and I also do commercial print in New York. I'm also the owner of Muscles and Curves Training Center and CEO of Extra Sexy Athletics. And that's what I do.
Wow.
Wow, that's quite a bit. That is quite a bit.
I keep very busy.
So you're a model, absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't seen
her, you
can check her out. She's on Facebook, too, so it's not hard to see how or why she is in the industry she is in. But tell us, how did you make that crossover? So, I mean, acting, print modeling, you know, that seems like a far cry from bikini bodybuilding, even though bikini is a beautiful part of the sport, but, you know, how did you make that leap?
Well, honestly, I used to just work out at Premier Fitness Gym, and I used to train and go down to New York City and come back and go to casting calls and go back and forth, and I had a lot of fun doing that. And I was actually approached by my coach, Warren Farenfeld, from Team BBW. And he used to always say, Trish, you're so beautiful. You should do a show. You'll kick butt. You'll get your pro card immediately. And I'm like, I ain't trying to hear you, Warren. So I kind of passed him up a few times. So eventually I took him up on that offer. And, you know, I trained and I did coaching with him. And I did my first show, WBFF. And he didn't even tell me what kind of show it was. He didn't even tell me what federation I was doing. He just said, you're going to go on stage. You're going to pose like this. You're not going to move. And you're just going to smile. So, you know, I just said, all right, I just put on a bikini, and I went on the stage, and everybody's moving. All the girls are so sexy, and they're moving, and they're turning, and I was just stiff, like a statue on the stage. And I ended up placing top five. So it was pretty awesome, and that's how I ended up doing the crossover, and I kind of loved it. I loved the feel of working out and achieving a goal of something, like, okay, I want to look like this, I want to be like this, and actually achieving it and just maybe want more. And that's how I ended up doing that big crossover.
Well, it worked quite well for you. I mean, honestly, but you know, you just have that personality that's great for the class that you're in. So, you know, kudos to the coach for seeing that ahead of time. And also, you've got that energy that can make it work on stage. Is that something that you grew into with the acting, or is that something that you've had since childhood?
I think I've always had it since childhood. I've always been, you know, my first love was singing. I wanted to be a singer when I was younger. And I just never pursued it. I was really good at it, but I never took it on. But, you know, as growing up, every time we had, like, a play in school, I was always the one to go for the play, you know, and always be in the spotlight. So, you know, when it even came to the shows, I always won best presentation in my bikini shows because I know how to work the stage. I'm not afraid of the crowd. So, you know, it's pretty interesting.
Well, the sport definitely is interesting, but to talk about that stage presence, I think it's definitely rubbed off on your son. I recall seeing a Facebook video where he was talking about his favorite day at school was picture day because he got to, you know, take his beautiful smiling face to school.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was having his picture taken. And so I think he's definitely got that same spark as his mama.
Yeah, and actually, he's actually been in a few articles. He's actually been in Tyco Toys, Toys R Us. He did Huggies. He's also a commercial print model as well. So we both done it. He gets more jobs than I do now, but, you know.
That's the way. You got to pave the way and then let him go. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So now you have several businesses. In addition to your modeling career, you have several fitness-related businesses. Why don't you tell us about that? And did those spring from, you know, becoming a bodybuilding competitor and your passion just gravitated that way, or was that a direction you were already headed in?
That was a direction I was already headed in. Like, I always give myself goals or plans. So I would have a 3-month plan or 6-month plan or a 5-year plan. And my 5-year plan was to have my own, you know, facility, which I ended up having. And it's called Muscles and Curves Training Center. And I do that now. And I kind of run under my name, Extra Sexy, which is like, it's like a program, almost like Zumba, but it's pretty much women embracing their femininehood and dancing really feminine, but using exercise moves. So that's something I'm trying to branch off with that. And I don't want to go too much in detail with the exercise because you have to see it to know exactly what I'm talking about. But once you try the class, it's just like, oh, my gosh. Your whole sexiness just comes out. And no men are allowed in this class. So we really break it down.
Too bad, Taylor.
I can only wonder why.
So sad.
I can only wonder why.
So we talk about a lot of feminine things with that and, you know, letting women embrace who they are and not feeling afraid to let their inner sexiness out, you know? So,
well,
it's great.
Okay, I'd like to expand on that because this is something I think is being missed in mainstream society now, is women having a chance to really be that persona that they live and dream about and read in books. Because, you know, this culture now is more driven for work than I've ever seen in my life. And so I'm glad that you're giving them that kind of outlet. Is that something that you just said, hey, I need this and I'm sure other people would like it? Or is this something you just kind of saw that people were just like Des is so familiar to say, gravitating to and just wanting to do, and you said, hey, this is something that could work?
Yeah, people are more gravitating to it. I used to just dance for fun, and my girlfriends and I would go inside of a dance studio, and we would dance, and people would see it, and they'd be like, oh, my God, look at your moves. How do you know how to do that? And I'm like, I'm Jamaican, mommy. So, you know, we want every day. So, you know, I try to incorporate that with fitness because I love fitness. I love working out. But I want women to understand that, yeah, you can work out and sweat and still do those moves. So I try to teach people how to do it. It's really awesome to see them, you know, really try. They do wonderful at it. But it was something people gravitated towards because a lot of women, they want to let their hair down. You know, not everybody wants to be square and be in the gym and just pumping iron. Some of them want to move their hips and sway their hair and, you know, they lunge and whine and do the snake. They want to do a lot of different sexy things, get on the ground, hump the ground, whatever they want to do. They want to let it out and sweat, you know. So, you know, when I did a few of the classes, just to see, and my classes were phenomenal. They were like filled. It was almost like I couldn't let some people in because it was so packed for the space that I had. And women really loved it, and they sweat, and I worked them out. We danced to reggae music or hip hop or whatever, house music, just to get that pump, and they really loved it. So I started doing that, and I started creating clothing that was really sexy. So if it was a shirt, it'll be a shirt with lace in the front, you know, and it's called Extra Sexy, so you're exercising sexy, extra sexy. So it was a really great catch, you know?
Yeah, it definitely sounds like, and I can see, you know, how that just probably more than likely, I haven't seen you compete, but I can about imagine how it enhances your posing. Because
yes,
I would only assume that you infuse that extra sexiness into your posing, which, you know, is part of what bikini competition is all about, is that sass and expressing that personality on stage. How have you incorporated that into your posing, or what was that process like for you?
I kind of didn't incorporate it into my posing. I kind of just do what the music tells me to do. It's almost like I kind of feel the music and I move with it. So it almost appears like I'm dancing on the stage when I'm really just moving to the beat naturally. But for some reason, if you watch it, it looks choreographed. Yeah, it kind of looks choreographed. If you look at my previous videos of me walking down, it looks like I'm moving as if I practice, but I really don't. I just walk. So I just move with the beat. Make it look sexy and wink and all that cute stuff.
And you know, and that's great when it comes natural, because it doesn't come natural to a lot of women, and especially
right.
In bikini. And that's one thing that I do want to point out, because you know, you can tell if women are not quite comfortable in their own skin or what have you, and you know, they need more of that coaching to help them,
right.
You know, feel more comfortable and
good
embrace
point.
That,
yeah.
You know, bikini person that they are, because it doesn't always come natural. I mean, you actually have to work, though, you know, as
yeah.
far as your class, where it's letting women experience that, you know, as a bikini competitor, you need to be able to embrace that and let it out too, because that only enhances your stage presence. It's not like figure where it is more structured and more buttoned up. I mean, that bikini is definitely an area where you can express that part of yourself. And if you're not quite sure how to express that part of yourself, I encourage you to, you know, or them, me, myself included, get a coach and figure out how to let it out because it's only going to help you on stage, really.
Right. And even off the stage, some women can actually go home to their spouse or to a club and actually use those movements, those same movements, and feel very comfortable, because some people don't have the opportunity. They may want to do that, and, like, I don't know how to do that, you know, or how to start it off. And they can just move a little bit, and that can go a long way. So, you know?
And, you know, I just have to throw this out there. This is not related, but while we're having this conversation, you know, Kaylin has a destiny for a man pole session here in Des Moines with some of our pole fitness friends that we have here. And I just feel like that is like his version of extra sexy sexifier.
Right.
That's what I just what I have in my head right now is Kaylin is spinning and he needs a lacy front shirt from you.
The name, the name manfold just scares me. I'm sorry.
Oh, shoot. So I digress. I'm sorry to sidetrack us, but I'm sorry. All of this letting out your inner sexy here, that's what I got going on in my brain can right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's Kaylin in a pool.
Now,
one
thing
go ahead,
that
Kaylin,
I like because I got to see with Trey when we were there is she had, like she's talking about the walk, she's got a gift for getting through crowds very, very easy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about pushing or shoving. I'm talking about just walking nicely through a crowd, not speaking rude, nothing, but just her timing was so good that we were grouped together, and I would find myself almost 3-4 feet behind before we had gotten any kind of distance. And at a show that packed, well, at a venue that packed, that's a lot of space in between, and it was just hard to keep up. How do you know those things? Is that just like inner you, or is that so used to being in crowds? I mean, just how does that happen?
It could just be a New York thing. You know, that hustle and bustle in New York City when you're trying to get through to make it on the subway. I don't know. It could just be that. But you just bob and weave, you know. That's it. So, you know. You just got to
bob and
weave
now.
The crowd. Mm-hmm.
It has been, I understand, it's been, probably going on almost a year since the last time you competed. I want to take a step back from that, though, because I would like to get your perspective on what you see the differences in competing as an amateur versus pro. So I would like to get your perspective on that, and then also if you have any plans to step back on stage in the future.
Okay, well, the difference that I've noticed, which threw me back where I didn't place this time in my pro show, was I don't know if it was the thickness of the girls were much different, but I was more on the leaner side. So when I won my pro shows previously, I was much more on the leaner side, you know, under 120 pounds. So when I came to my last pro show and I hit that pro stage, these girls were way thicker. So it made me reflect on myself, back to the, you know, the drawing board, like, okay, Trish, you know, you want to be the best. You always think you're the best. What do you have to do? You got to take that break and you got to draw back, you know, and figure out what you're going to do to compete against women who are very developed. Like every muscle group was developed compared to mine on how I did as an amateur. And these women are beautiful, and it was just amazing to be on a stage with a whole bunch of different women from different places. And I said, you know what, in order for me to be there, I have to be just as developed. And so I took this whole year off to put that time in to build my muscles, get mentally prepared, and I will be doing the show next May.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, well, that's really exciting. I mean, and that...
I'm glad that she brought that up because, you know, I've often spoke about how you can win that pro card, and that gives you that gives you the way to step on a pro stage. But a pro physique is a lot different. And, you know, I've seen people that basically were hardcore, driven to get that pro card, and they get out there with some phenomenal physiques. But when they win and they step on a pro stage for the first time, that's when the heartbreak happens. And it really hurts when you see them so driven, and then all of a sudden they realize, you know, I've got so much further to go. And it's thinking, well, where did you think it was going to stop? And I, you know, just speak on that, because that is kind of a culture shock for some that, you know, when they win that overall and they do get that pro card, they think, yo, I'm ready. You almost hear the SpongeBob in the background. But when they step on stage, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I definitely felt that shock, you know. And it definitely did throw me back, because you almost don't even know what to expect. What are the judges looking for? What is the look that they're looking for? Do they want the softer look? Do they want a harder look? Do they want you thicker? Do they want you leaner? Do they want you to just have this overall bikini body, which you have to figure out what that is? So, you know, just going and just studying. That's what I did. I started studying, and I studied from different federations, from NPC to, you know, all the different ones to see what they look like. And I noticed that NPC is much harder. They're much thicker. They look more like figure girls that pose sexy. It's very different compared to the IFPA that I'm doing, where they're much more softer. So it's almost like you have to find the medium on kind of what makes you happy, makes you feel fulfilled. And when you work as hard as you work, this is my 100% package that I'm putting in, no matter what anybody says. And I'm just going to go out there and do my best. And that's the kind of the mindset that I had to come around this time. Like, listen, I'm going to put 100% in and get the best that I can, but I'm going to come in at a heavier weight if I can. So, you know, I'm more on the smaller side, so I have to eat to get there. But it's nothing that can't be accomplished. And, you know, like I said, it was a culture shock, but it's nothing that I can't overcome. So, you know, it was good to experience that. You need those. It's like life is like a wave. It's like a mountain. You got to go up and you got to come back down to achieve and go all the way back up. And then you have to come back down to achieve and go back up. So it was kind of one of those moments where I said, you know what, I came back down and I'm going to achieve and come right back up. So it's good to have those times. You can't be up there forever. Sometimes you got to take a step back and, you know,
I think that's, I mean, the way that you're looking at it, I think it's awesome, and I applaud that, because, you know, a lot of us have been there, and I'm glad that you have brought it up, you know, trying to figure out what do judges want, you know, not taking it so personally as, well, you know, the heck with this, they clearly can't see that I was, you know, the best, you know, competitor out there, and so I'm done with it, because obviously there was something else that they saw that, you know, awarded someone higher than you. And so it is a matter of circling back around, how is it that I want to improve and how do I get there? And, you know, and it's also an area that we talked about earlier this week. We had Melissa Johnson on, and she was talking about her her movement called I Am, which is out there. It's an athlete advocacy movement, and part of their goal is to be a voice for athletes, and one of the things that the athletes are asking for is more consistency in judging based on the criteria and not the best body that's on the stage. Might be the most phenomenal body on the stage, but if that body doesn't match the criteria, then that body should not receive first. And that's part of what you're talking about, and what I've also experienced myself is that guessing game. Well, what kind of shape do I need to come in? Was I too hard? Was I too soft? Right. Was I this? Was I that? We shouldn't have to have that guessing game. We should be able to do our homework like you did, which I'm glad that you did. Kaylin and I are talking about that all the time, too, is doing your homework. But once you've done that, you know, and you've looked at the criteria and you've looked at the bodies that match the criteria, you should be able to say, okay, I see what it is. I can work towards that.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. So just a lot of good things out there that you've reiterated that I hope our folks are, you know, for our newbies, to our veterans, that it's either just a good reminder or, you know, an eye-opener for, you know, our folks to go out and do, you know. And and it's just going to improve their game from there. So awesome. And May, so that'll be exciting, another pro show.
Yes.
Is this something that you see being really long-term for you, or is there a certain goal that you're wanting to reach and then you're ready to let it go?
It depends on where life takes me. For right now, I just said, you know what, if I'm able to do one, I'm just going to do one. I look at it as a motivation for my clients. You know, I put them on meal plans and I work them out all day, every day. So I say, listen, if you got to do it, I got to do it too. And I just kind of show them, because that's my trainer. You know, it just gives them that she's doing it and I see every day I can do it. So I kind of do it as a motivation, you know, just for people to see that, you know, with hard work and dedication, anything is possible. And no matter what age I am, I still want to look good when I'm 75, 80. So that's why I kind of stick with it, because it forces me to stay on my toes. Because sometimes when you don't do a show, you fall in that off season, you stay in that off season for a long time. You have a long off season. So, you know, it kind of puts you back on the jump wagon, a little, you know, back on the wagon a little bit. And I use as a motivation to everyone. You know, when they see me on that stage and they're just like, wow, she looks great. I want to look just like that. It gives them that push to work even harder. And that's just why I do it. I don't really do it for, some people do these shows because I don't know what acknowledgement they're trying to get. Everybody has their different reasons. Some people want to be the best. They want to be in fitness magazines. Everybody has their different reasons. But, you know, I've kind of been there and done that with the modeling and acting. So I'm kind of like, I'm doing this for fun. If I win, I win. You know, if I don't, I have fun. So that's just my perception on it, you know?
Yeah. We got two questions from listeners. One is from Valerie, and she says, this is written in text, so give me a minute.
Okay.
Valerie, please, next time real work. How do you juggle so many careers and still keep the mindset to succeed?
Organization and belief in God. That's it.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Boom.
And the next one is from Sam. Yeah, Samuel, you're a character. Okay, here we go. I can make this decent. You spoke about the Jamaican background, I love that. I mean, that's basically taking away all your heritage. I'm busting you out, Sam. That's just crazy. And is that something that helps with you as a competitor, and does it help you in your classes?
It does. It does. It's almost like a cultural thing. Like, growing up as a Jamaican, they raised you to be quite independent and quite confident. You know, any Caribbean island, if you look at Rihanna, you kind of grew up with this, I am the best girl in the world. You know, like, you have this, like, it just raised you to be so, like, I'm the shit, you know what I mean? So I guess it kind of, excuse my language on the air, but, you know, you're kind of brought up with that type of independence and that type of mindset. So it does work for me, because when I'm on stage, I don't have an alter ego, but I do go into a different mindset where I put out this, you know, you'll see it in my body language, like, wait, I wasn't just talking to that same girl, she's totally different on stage, because that does come out on stage. So yes, it does kind of help, and I become this other girl. You know, and I could definitely use it to my advantage on stage. Yes.
And just one segue, the segue I have is that when we were doing the Arnold, you actually met some others that were, I think, from what, close to where you lived or something like that. And that's
yes,
when I got
did.
To see. Yeah, that's when I got to see the stars shine, because when you got comfortable, I mean, we just had a nice little gathering after that, because everybody wanted to take pictures and everything else.
Yes, and I got very comfortable, and then you get to see who I am. Because, you know, like anything, I'm very observant when I come into a large crowd. I just watch my environment. I've always been that way. So I'm a Scorpio. My birthday just passed. So, you know, I'm observant, and I'll stay very quiet and watch. And then after that, if I see everything is good, then what's up?
You know,
but yeah.
You're funny.
It was a lot of fun at the Arnold Bar, I have to admit. Mm-hmm.
Well, happy belated, because you did just celebrate a birthday, and it looked like it was quite a birthday celebration. So happy birthday,
yes.
Happy belated. And
thank you.
As part of that, you know, you were. A lot of shout-outs to people who helped you celebrate. And in that same vein, we like to give the opportunity to our guests to give shout-outs to anybody and everyone who has helped them along the way on their journey.
All right. Well, first, of course, I'd like to give thanks to the Father Almighty up above, because with him, everything is possible. I would like to give a shout-out to my coach. I would love to give a shout-out to my coach, Warren Farenfeld, because if he did not approach me, I probably wouldn't be doing this. I probably would, because it was in my stars anyway. But either way, would love to give him a lot of thanks for being there for me and coach me along the way. I would love to give a shout-out to all my girlfriends who's always supported me, to my family who's always been there and supported me. I would love to give a shout-out to my son, who always pushed me, who never gave me that chip. When I was on season, I was like, let me taste that chip. And he's like, no, you're on a diet. So, and I would love to give a shout-out to my fiancé right now, because right now he's pushing me, and he's definitely motivating me right now. He's prepping my meals for me, so I don't have to cook anything.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, he's like, babe, you got to win. I'm like, I know. So, you know, that's pretty much, I'll give a shout-out to everybody who's, everybody who's been there to support me and have my back and always, you know, wish the best for me. Because, you know, it's a bad mind people, so, you know, you have to be mindful. But at the same time, I'd love to give thanks to everybody who just always been there, supported me, and had, you know, my best wishes at hand. And that's pretty much it.
That's
good
enough.
Yeah. And we want to thank you for taking time to join us on Roll Call this evening. It has been an absolute pleasure.
And shout out to my P4P family. Ew.
There you go. Best for last. We got it. We got you. All good. And it is a family. We're glad to have you, and we're glad we're able to have Roll Call and get to meet more of you. So,
we're spread out all over
the place. So it's good to bring us all together.
Absolutely.
So good luck in May. We'll be watching. Keep us posted. And if you decide to jump in a show earlier than that, be sure to let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
No problem. Have a great night. You are so funny. So we are supposed to have another gal on the show tonight, Nikki D'Angelo, who was also out at the Arnold with Kaylin and Trishana, but she has run into some technical difficulties. So we are missing you tonight, Nikki, but we are going to try and get you rescheduled and get you back on another Roll Call edition, because we definitely don't want to be missing out on all of the things that she brings to the table. And she is quite active and prolific, like Trishana herself, with her own businesses and competing and, you know, overcoming physical obstacles. Yes. So that's a story that I've only had a glimpse into it, but I think it's just going to be very motivational. And, you know, if any of you are struggling out there with your why, what is your why you do anything, whether it's competing or go to work or whatever it is, whatever that goal is, you know, after listening to her, it may help you, you know, bring the answer to that more in focus.
Yeah, and it'll definitely take away the excuses.
Yeah, that's for sure. So we are definitely going to get her rescheduled, and we'll have her back. So if you're listening because your audio works, but you can't call out, Nikki, just know that we're going to circle back around with you. So speaking of that, why, you know, Kaylin, Mr. Kaylin, you are getting ready to step on stage here coming up next weekend. Give us a little bit of insight. How is your prep going for you? We talk about everybody else's prep, but we don't really talk about what we ourselves have going on. How is your prep going for you?
It was bumpy, and that was basically because of work and overtime. And, you know, I don't care how many meals you pack, it seems like either somebody accidentally bumped it or knocked it over or something. And it's like, oh, there's some kind of headache going through today. But, you know, everybody's got prep issues. So that's not a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
That's just acknowledgement that we all go through it. And there's 100 reasons why you can't, but there's only one reason you need why you can. And we both just talked about the why, and that's mine. It's like Trevi was talking about, where she was saying, you know, if people really look up to what you're doing and you know they're driven until they can, it's almost like the newborn in anything, and it has trouble walking, and you can watch them and you want to help them, but until they watch you, they don't really know how to do it correctly. And that is basically me, because I speak about natural bodybuilding. I live about natural bodybuilding. I'm very passionate about natural bodybuilding. And because of that, you get a drive that actually pushes you when you don't want to go, because everybody has those days. And I really want the people to really understand that there are true naturals out there, and we do exist. And, you know, there are people that claim a natural lifestyle until they go into their gym bag and you realize they're not. And one of the things that I'm really proud of is that with the P4P products, I actually take to the gym, and we do this thing called, well, you know, you've seen it in the video where I talk about going commando with basically just taking the product without the fluids and then drinking stuff later. And they see that all the time. And believe me, they watch. People want to know what you're doing. If you notice, people are following you through the gym, and they'll see what's going on with you, and they'll just chase you around and see what kind of workout you're doing to apply it to their own lives. The same thing with the food and the supplements. And, you know, a lot of things, you know, like the best thing about a natural athlete is they don't have to hide anything. There's no back door to good health. You either do it or you don't. And I noticed that, you know, even the people that work at the gym are asking very similar questions to the people that are training in the gym. And that's, you know, how do you keep going? And you're here every day. How do you do that? And you know, basically, how do you look like that without taking the stuff I'm used to hearing and seeing about? And to have a legitimate answer without the hidden objective, you know, there's no sales pitch. There's like I was telling Joe about the P4P, I don't have to sell it. All I got to do is speak about it and show you exactly how it works. Because I said, regardless what happens, P4P athletes that actually take the supplements are living billboards of the product and how good it is. And I had, you know, Snickerdoodle had basically sold out, so I've been hurting. Yeah, you would find funny in that. But anywho. It was a guy that had I hate to even admit this, but since it's real talk, we have to. He had some chocolate protein.
Yes.
So I mixed that with my Snickerdoodle, but it wasn't P4P. And that is when you realize just how spoiled we are with the P4P supplements, because everything suffered. And I do mean everything. And it's sluggish. It didn't mesh with my body well. It was just a nightmare. And the guy was being so nice and genuine that I really couldn't tell him, boy, you got some crappy stuff. You just got to go with the flow of thank you and get the hell out of there. and hope you don't end up on the toilet 20 minutes into the workout.
Oh, shoot.
But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, keeping it real. It is what it is. And like I said, we're spoiled when we really don't realize spoiled we are. What is that old saying? You don't miss the water till the well runs dry. And I think that's what it was with the scooter because, you know, I could see it getting low. And I remember Joe telling me that they had sold out of everything. Even back inventory had been sold out. So, you know, when the people that are using it realize it works. And a lot of them are doubling up to make sure that they have the ample amounts that they need. And, you know, I had to basically get on one of the people I know because they were using the supplements so much they weren't even eating food. It was basically just oatmeal, the protein shake, and then maybe a hard-boiled egg. And I was like, no. I mean, granted, that we love the fact that you buy the PPB product, but you don't want to sit there and make that the sole source of your nutrition because food is a good resource. So, you know, the prep has been going, you know, other than the food and stuff like that, the gym has been great. Leg days, I'm always sore. I'm really enjoying this one because, you know, it's the Midwest States and I get to step on stage with somebody that I stepped on stage with before and didn't know. I think that's so crazy that it took a timeline memory to figure that out. I'm like, wait a minute. So, yeah, how's your prep going?
You know, it's been the last 3 or 4 weeks have been really good. I think I finally hit that mental zone where I was locked in. You know, some people, they're in that zone for a full 12 weeks, 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, whatever it is. You know, I really wasn't. I don't know what my deal has been this year, but it's, you know, for a while there, I would be talking myself into tone the mark like daily. And I share that because, you know, if somebody else is out there and, you know, they wake up and they're like, why am I doing this? Do I really need to compete? I could be sitting at home eating cookies. Why am I doing this? And I always had an answer, but, you know, I would just have those moments where I'd be like, look, hey, you know, nobody's going to care if I step on stage or not, which really isn't true, because as you said, people do pay attention to what you do, and they are following what you do, and especially when you put yourself out there to be paid attention to, you know, you have to at least acknowledge that level of responsibility that you have, and I really am looking forward to stepping on stage. I mean, workouts have been going good. You know, this is kind of my – Trishana has a 3-month, a 6-month, and a 5-year plan. This is part of my short-term goal to my longer-term goal, which is I need to step on a pro stage in 2017. And this is part of my path and progression towards that. And so I just, you know, need to keep that in perspective. But I am excited. I am – glad that we're finally going to be able to do a show together. Mayhem didn't work out. And what Kaylin was referencing is 3 years ago, we did a show. We were in the same show, had no idea who we were, had no idea he was there until he sent me a list of results. And my name was on it, and his name was on it. And he's like, oh, my gosh, how did I miss you? And I'm like, well, how did I miss you? So just a crazy small world. But, you know, folks, there will be days where you don't feel like doing what it is you're supposed to do. And you have to go back to that why. And, you know, my why is not just because I have to step on pro stage. The whole reason that I even started competing was because, you know, at 39 years old, I wasn't hitting the health goals that I wanted for myself, and I needed motivation. And so stepping on that stage was my motivation to finally get serious and do the things that I'd been telling myself that I wanted to do, but I wasn't doing, because I didn't want to slip slide into 40, where everybody says, well, after 40, everything goes downhill, and that's
downhill, that's right.
That's it. That's where I was headed. And not, you know, not the metaphorical everything was going to fall apart, but that's just what it felt like, you know.
Well,
and I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. My kids are still young. I'm still young. So, you know, get your act together and let's do it. And that's what happened. And that's still my goal. I mean, I want longevity for my family. I always tell my kids, I'm going to be the hottest grandma on the block. So just deal with it now and know that's where we're headed. And so, you know, that's part of my spiel for the lifestyle change that I've made and that I continue to stick to. But there are days I just don't want to, but I still do because I know at the end of the day, I'll be far more disappointed with myself that I didn't versus just sucking it up and moving forward.
Well, and I appreciate you being curious about it because, like I said, there's little dog days, and you know, I had to get used to it, like I said, playing sports. And, you know, there's a time, I don't care how, I'm telling you, I remember playing pickup games in a basketball game, just recreational. Even though I was in a league, I still love basketball enough to play it outside of getting paid for it. And I just remember playing 8 hours of basketball. And I said, you know, now I'm thinking, wow, what was I thinking? But back then, you know, it was that drive that you have to be better. And if somebody out there is better than me, I'm trying to find where they are so I can get out there with them. And as hard as I tried, there were just a couple of people that would just basically win no matter what because they just had that extra oomph. And that kind of wore on me to where I said, you know what? What am I doing? You know, you've achieved team gold. You've teamed first place. You know what else is there to do? Because you're never going to beat this guy. And then there was that thing that asked you, how come he's winning and you're not? Why are they better than you? And like you said, with that why, there's always going to be the solution or an excuse. And I don't have excuses. My life has had, you know, it seems like whenever I had an excuse, God took it away, either by choice the good way or by choice the hard way, where you just have that face-to-face meeting with your fear. And the guy that was always beating me knew, like Trace Tom was saying, I have to be better. Period. There's no anything in between that statement and actual doing. I have to be better, stop, and go. And that's how they were winning. Because no matter what, I have to be better. And I said, you know, I don't have that ego they have, but I do have that drive. So why can't I get better? And it just changed everything because you don't know until you know to get past that stumbling block. You don't know how to get better until you know that you're not good. You know, that we have flaws in everything in our life, but some of them just aren't big enough for others to notice, but we see it every day. Well, can you admit that? Can you admit that you're not good enough to be the best? And I think that's what you're saying right now, like that will to step on a pro stage is there because, you know, I have to go further. I have to be better. And a pro stage is not looking like me right now. And I think that's where I was when, you know, when the shows where I was winning. And I said, you know, thank you for the first place trophy because, you know, it's good to be the best person at that show. But you see the people at these other venues, and you see, I got a long way to go if you can be honest with yourself. And that's a big thing because, you know, when you got people in your ear at the gym and your family and everywhere else telling you all these great things, and it sounds good until you have to step on stage, and then it don't sound like nothing because you can't hear nothing because all you hear is the applause for the first place winner that isn't you because you believe the hype, you know? And I don't ever want to fall into that.
No, and I would totally, totally agree with that. So, and for anybody who's wondering, well, why does she feel like she has to step on a pro stage? Well, I earned my pro card and master's in 2014, fall of 2014, and I have 3 years pro show before my status becomes defunct. So that's the goal. I took a year and a half off, and this is my first year back on stage after that hiatus, and here we go. And I mean, it's good, and the journey is good because after the pro show, it's still that pursuit of being the hottest grandma on the block, which means that this lifestyle of mine doesn't end with the amateur stage or the pro stage. It ends when I ultimately end. And so, you know, it all ties into each other, and that's where I'm headed. But for me personally, I have to have a lot of small goals in between so that ultimate end goal still seems attainable as I get closer to it. So, and that's just how it works for me. Not everybody's like that, but in order for me to stay motivated, this is the path that I'm on. So anyway, that's that. Probably more information than anybody wanted to know. But anyway, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it. OCB, we posted the I'm drawing a blank here, the category judging criteria on the Midwest Muscle page for all of the categories that are going to be at the show.
So
if you're listening,
you don't know.
And you're don't say you don't know, you're going to be at the show on the 19th, or you're considering OCB, or you currently compete under OCB, but maybe never even really saw the criteria to know what you're being judged against other than the person to your left and to your right, go check it out, MidwestMuscle.com, and all the criteria are there. So looking forward to it. I don't have quarter turns this show, which is different for me as a bikini gal. We're back to the half turns, so working on those. And got my suit under construction. Kalen's got his P4P Fruit Punch red posing suit passed and ready to go. So we are ready, folks. We are ready.
And just a tidbit more of information is that anyone who's competed at this show prior, this used to be an NANBF OCB with an IFPA Pro card. This is now OCB WNBF Pro card. So you still still a Super Pro qualifier, but a different organization.
Yes, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but that shift occurred just last year, didn't it? I mean, it's not that long ago that it happened.
It's actually in our archive.
So, yep, it is in our archives. So another reason, blogtalkradio.com, look for P4P Real Talk, and check out the archives, and you will find the deets on that shift and what happened. So,
okay, Des,
hold on, Des. What?
Hold on.
What happened?
This is from a Tabitha. Oh, this is actually a good question. You've actually spoken about your why and, you know, how much you're willing to do. What started you on your journey? And how
have you
been able to maintain it?
So I spoke a little bit about what started me, but I was 39 years old, and, you know, I just wasn't where I wanted to be. I've been talking, I want to eat healthier, I want to do this, I want to do that. I wanted to do it for myself, but I also wanted to do it for my kids. I was at a point in my life where I was coming off of a divorce and trying to run a business and manage that aspect of my life, and just a lot of things
hold up. This is a live show right now. Oh my God, that idiot. He can't be that dumb.
Funny, but yeah, we'll get into Dez's sad story another day. But anyway, yeah, divorce. And I'm sidetracked now. But anyway, so just a lot of things that I knew needed fixing, and I just wasn't getting it done. And so I'm a former club owner. I used to be part of the Anytime Fitness franchise. And one of my members was like, you know what, you could totally compete, which is what Kaylin and I cringe about, people who are on a wellness journey and they're feeling good about themselves. So what do? We tell them to get on stage so they can be torn apart. But
right.
They said, you know what? You can totally compete. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I didn't know anything about it. All I knew is that, it was going to meet my nutrition goals that I wanted to hit. It was going to put me on a path to be more consistent in the exercise that I knew I needed to be getting, which were both things that I needed to take care of myself also, which wasn't happening at that point in my life. So I did the only thing that I really knew how to do, and that was to create an environment where I couldn't back down from it. So I got on Facebook, and I announced to the whole world, as far as my Facebook world goes, that I was going to jump in this show. And from then, it was just a go. And I learned quickly about what I needed to do, and God put the right people in my path where I found someone who could make my suits, and I found someone who could coach me about posing. And, I stumbled a lot along the way. I mean, I handled my own nutrition and strength training the first year and a half, not really knowing what I needed to do to prepare, but I had enough knowledge that I was able to, get close enough to get on stage and place in top five, and I fell in love with it from there, and that kept me going. But in the back of my head, I just knew that, again, having these smaller goals, that if I did not make this change for myself now, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And so that's what led me into the sport, and I'm still here. But, and Trishana was right. My little break, my extended improvement season, turned into a really long improvement season, a year and a half. I never intended for that to happen. But thankfully, I was, still committed enough to the lifestyle that I was stayed close enough and still enough in range that it wasn't out of scope for me to get back into it. And I feel blessed that because it's only resharpened my focus since I've started to put myself back on that platform again. So that's what happened.
Okay. Let me read this right. You go, girl. I still think he's stupid. And please post pictures for after. It must be show. After the show, love what you guys are doing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And we love the fact that you took the time to ask a question and for listening. So we will definitely post pictures for sure. For sure. I'm going to be there in my lime green. Kalen's going to be there in his red. We got this.
Yes, we do. That was nice.
I know. Don't we have the best listeners in the whole wide world? I mean, we really do.
Yes,
we really do,
hands
down.
That is just too much. Thank you. I'm serious.
Yeah, I know. I am too. It was. And it's things like that do keep me motivated because, I mean, I'm competitive. I'm not going to lie. I like to win, but I don't compete to win. But knowing that I am competing, I am going to do my best to win, but that's not what drives me. But I love the fact that if what we do in part helps someone get motivated and move further
exactly.
in their fitness goals,
yes.
That's what
yes.
it's all about. So thank you. Mwah! Kisses, hugs and kisses. You're starting to run out of time. You already gave your snickerdoodle shout out, so
well,
I don't
sold
know.
Out.
I what? It sold out? I know. So what do? I post a recipe that promotes promotes the need for snickerdoodle. So anyway, what we're going to say tonight is chocolate way. Go for it. Molten lava brownie protein.
No way.
In a mug.
Chocolate way.
No way. Yes way. All right, guys. On behalf of myself, Kalen, and P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Doodle.